first language learning. And I want to say, let's just hold off and be clear on what we mean by that. Now, on the heels of Joy's talk, I want to be clear that I'm not talking here against individual differences either, or that there might be learning style differences in acquisition. Clear there are. But they're only relevant as far as they deal with these three fundamental issues. And we can talk about that when we get to the one about instruction. Okay, so let's talk about the first point, that acquisition is input dependent. Everybody knows what we mean by input, right? Is there any definition? Input is just any language that you hear in context or you read in context. It doesn't have to be oral language. It can be written language as well. So any language that you hear or read in a context and your job as a learner is to process that language for its meaning, that's input. Okay? It's not input if you're doing a drill where your focus as a learner is solely on form. It's not input if you're engaged in having to produce something because that's your output. Okay? So we're talking about language that's coming at you. Now, at some level, what we're saying in second language acquisition is that input is the primary initial, and I'm going to underscore initial ingredient or database, for the development of competence. And by competence, I mean whatever mental representation you have in your head of the way the language works, that rule-governed system, okay? However you call that thing, input is the primary initial ingredient. Without getting input, that system will not grow. It will not happen in your head, okay? And some people define competence in terms of involving innate devices in your head, which we'll get to later. So however one construes that competence or whatever innateness you talk about, input has to be there. And if you look at these people I have up here, Gass, Krashen, White, O'Grady, Ellis, particularly the last three, White, O'Grady, Ellis, you couldn't have people further apart from each other in theoretical perspectives. We have White, on the one hand, who says we're all born with an innate language capacity. It's called universal grammar. And that constrains the way we develop our language. We all have it. On the other hand, you have people like Nick Ellis, okay, who's a diehard frequentist, if I can call him that, okay, who says that there is no innate language component in our heads. That everything we learn, and no matter what it is, it's all about the frequency and the input. Okay, and we build grammars over time. They emerge over time, but there's nothing innate in our heads to begin with that constrains anything we do. And in the middle, we have people like Bill O'Grady, who says, well, no, it's not just about frequency, but it's not language specific either. There are innate learning mechanisms, but they underlie all learning. Okay, and they have to do basically with processing issues. So we've got three different people who take radically different approaches to both first and second language acquisition, but they all say, without input, there ain't no acquisition. Okay?